刚才做见证的小弟弟，他是从中国大陆来了不久。
The brother, young brother who just shared his testimony with you, he just came out from mainland China not long ago.
他从来没有一次站在这么多人面前讲话，所以我请他做见证，他怕得很。可是神还是给他力量，为神做见证。
He has never in his life spoken to this many people before, and he was very, very nervous when I asked him to give his testimony. So we thank the Lord for getting him through it.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们今天感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning.
我们为七小弟弟所做的见证感谢你。
Thank you for the testimony by our dear brother John Chu. Cheers.
盼望主赐福我们在座的每一位慕道的朋友。
So we ask you to bless each and every one of us.
让我们还没有信耶稣的人都能够相信耶稣。
Pray for those who have not believed in Jesus, have not accepted him as their personal Savior.
让我们能够接受耶稣做我们自己个人的救主。
That each one of them would accept Christ into their life as their personal Savior.
求主差遣圣灵开导我们的心。
So this morning we ask the Holy Spirit to open our hearts,
安静我们的心,
to quiet our hearts,
让我们能够从主的话语中有所收获,
so that we can receive whatever that you have for us through your words.
你知道我们每一个人的需要,
you know our individual needs.
你知道我们讲到的人很有限,
you know the limitation of the speaker here.
求主圣灵帮助超过我们的力量, 能够满足每一个聚会之人的需要。
So we ask you to use your Holy Spirit to go beyond our limitations and to satisfy each one of our needs this morning.
奉主的名求。
Pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
请大家看我们今天的经文，约翰福音第一章十四节到十八节。
Please turn with me to the verse, the theme verse for this morning, or the theme passage, John chapter 1, verse 14.
约翰福音一章十四节开始。
Starting at John chapter 1, verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
John chapter 1, verse 14. And the word became flesh.And dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
在这里讲到道成肉身，道就是指着耶稣说的。
Verse 14, the word became flesh. The word there represents Jesus.
道成了肉身，就是说耶稣基督来到世界上做人。
The word became flesh, meaning Jesus came into this world.
道成了肉身住在我们中间，就是说耶稣生活在世人的当中。
And he dwelt among us, meaning that he came to this world and he walked and he lived among men.
这里说充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And he was full of grace and truth.
耶稣带给我们的是恩典，是真理。
What Jesus has for us is grace and truth.
第十五节
Verse 15
约翰为他做见证，喊着说，这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。
Verse 15 John bore witness of him and cried out saying, this was he of whom I said, he who comesAfter me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.
大家特别注意第十六节。
Pay special attention to verse 16.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
For by his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace.
恩上加恩就是我们今天正道的题目。
Grace upon grace is the topic for the message this morning.
十七节。
Verse 17.
律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
Verse 17, for the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ.
摩西所传的律法只让我们感觉到我是有一个有罪的人，唯有耶稣所带来的恩典和真理，就是十字架的救恩，才能使我们真正的得救。The
law preached by Moses only tells us that we're sinners, but the grace and truth realized in the person of Jesus Christ opens up a way for us to be saved from our sins.
第18节,
Verse 18.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。No
man has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him.
在这里第二次提到父的独生子，就是耶稣基督。For
the second time in this passage, we read about the only begotten Son.
在第14节里面讲到父的独生子。
Verse 14 says, the only begotten from the Father. Verse 18 says, the only begotten who is in the bosom of the Father. What it means is that he is the one that God most cherish.
神给我们最好的礼物就是把他的独生子耶稣基督
The most precious gift that God the Father has given to us, that is His only begotten Son, Jesus. Several times in this passage, we encounter the word grace. The God that we believe in is the God of grace. His grace is abundant. Verse 16, grace upon grace.
什么叫做恩上加恩?
What does it mean? What does grace upon grace really mean?
圣经里面讲到浪子回头的故事。
You all remember the story about the prodigal son.
一个人得到这样一个儿子，真是倒霉呀。
It's very unfortunate for a father to have a son like the prodigal son.
这个儿子一点都不爱他的父亲，他只是要父亲的财产。
The son doesn't care a bit about his father. All he cares about is his inheritance from his father.
父亲还没有死，他就要要遗产。
Even before the father died, he asked the father for his share of his wealth.
当他拿到那一笔财产的时候，他就把它都卖掉了，变成钱以后，他找到一个很远的地方去了。
And after he received all the wealth that the father has given him, he went away and left home.
哎呀，他快乐得很，他的朋友也多得很。一个有钱的人，朋友多得很。
He enjoyed. He had a good time for quite a while. When you have money, you have a tendency to have good time and have a lot of friends who want to be with you.
当他的钱都花光的时候，他的朋友也都离开。
But after he spent all his money, there went his friends also.
那个时候遭遇到饥荒。At
that time, there was a famine.
他去投靠人，希望找一个工作谋生。He
went around look for jobs.
他所找到的一个工作是没有一个人愿意做的工作。The
only job he was able to find was one that no one else wanted.
非常辛苦，可是还是吃不到饱肚子。He
had to work very hard, but still wasn't able to get enough to eat.
圣经里面讲到这一个受苦的人，他有一天醒悟过来了。And
the Bible said one day this prodigal son woke up and he realized.
醒过来了。Came
to his senses.
觉悟过来了。
All of a sudden, he realized many people never had an experience like this. They never came to their senses. I hope the Lord will help you this morning to really come to your senses. It came to him that in his father's house, there are many higher men who had more than he has at that time. And he says, am I so foolish as to starve to death?
他说我要起来，我要回家去。
He says, I need to get up and go back home.
我怎么对我父亲讲?
But how am I going to face my father again?
我做了这么多让他伤心的事情。
I have done so many things to hurt him.
他想了很久。He
thought for a long time.
他说我要对我父亲这么讲。
He said, I'll say to my father.
他说父亲啊。
He said, Father,
我不配做你的儿子。
I don't deserve to be your son.
我只是请你收留我做一个
All I ask you is to accept me, to let me come into your house and to become like one of your higher men, higher servants. So he started home.
离他家还很远，他的父亲已经在那儿等他，看见他跑过来迎接他。
He was very surprised that because he was still a long ways off from his home, the father was waiting for him, and the father saw him in distance and started running toward him.
他从家里出去的时候和回去的时候样子大不相同，可是他父亲的爱并没有改变。
The circumstances between the time when he left home and the time when he was coming back were very different, but the love of his father never changed.
父亲抱着他，跟他亲嘴。
The father embraced him.
父亲吩咐佣人说：“快一点，把那个最漂亮的衣服拿出来给他换上。”
The father called out to his servant and says, "Bring the best garment, the best clothes."
他父亲吩咐佣人说：“快点去把那个大的戒指给他带来，这是代表他儿子的权柄。”
Not only to bring the garment for him to put on him, but also to bring the ring to put on his finger. The ring represents the sonship.
快点给他穿上鞋子。
Put on sandals for him.
把那一条最肥的小牛快点杀了，我们今天晚上要吃很好吃的东西。
To get the fattest calf and kill it, and so we can have a big celebration tonight.
浪子的故事告诉我们，什么叫做恩上加恩。
Very clearly, the story of the prodigal son explains the meaning of grace upon grace.
这个浪子他根本不敢主张一点的权利。
The prodigal son.Didn't even dare to claim the sonship that he has.
他只盼望做一个佣人，吃饱肚子就好了。
All he hoped for was that the father would give him a job and so that he won't go hungry.
他没有想到父亲给了他那么多，他根本都不敢想要得到
的东西。He never thought that the father would give him all the things.
圣经里面讲到我们信耶稣，耶稣成为我们的救主。
The Bible teaches us that if we believe in Jesus, accept him as our Savior,
神的拯救是恩上加恩的拯救。
That the Bible teaches that God's grace is graced upon grace.
有三个地方的经文，我盼望大家和我一起看。
I'd like to have you turn with me to three different passages.
先看哥林多后书第一章第十节。
First, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章第十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10.
这是保罗所写的。
It's written by Apostle Paul.
他信耶稣已经信了很多年了。
He had been a Christian for many years.
他发现神的救恩不断地临到他这个不配的人。
He discovered that God's salvation continues to save him, to deliver him.
哥林多后书一章第十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10.
他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们。并且我们指望他将来还要救我们，一连三次提到神以前拯救，行现在拯救，神将来还要救到底。
Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10, God delivered us from so great a peril of death, and will deliver us. He on whom we have set our hope, and he will yet deliver us. Talked about God had delivered us in the past, and will deliver us now, and will deliver us in the future.
这是恩上加恩。
This is what it means.To have grace upon grace.
我们再看提摩太后书第四章。
Second Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章第十七节。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 17.
十七节和十八节。
Verses 17 and 18.
这也是保罗写的。
Also written by Apostle Paul.
唯有主站在我旁边，加给我力量，使福音被我尽都传明，叫外邦人都听见。注意下面。我也从狮子口里被救出来，主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶，也必救我进他的天国。又是一连三次提到拯救，拯救，拯救，拯救到底。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 17 and 18. For the Lord stood with me and strengthened me in order that through me the proclamation might be fully accomplished, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I wasDelivered out of the lion's mouth, the Lord will deliver me from every evil deed and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Again, the word deliver was repeated several times.
这也是恩上加恩。
This is grace upon grace.
我们再看诗篇一百一十六篇。
Turn with me again to Psalms chapter 116.
一百一十六篇。
Psalm 116.
第八节
Psalm 116 verse 8
主啊你救我的命免了死亡救我的眼免了流泪救我的脚免了跌倒
Psalm 116, verse 8. For thou hast rescued my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling.
在中文的圣经这一节啊，也是三次翻译救，可惜英文的这个翻译啊 rescue 是出现了一次。
In the Chinese Bible, the word rescue actually occurred three times. Rescue my soul from death, rescue my eyes from tears, rescue my feet from stumbling.
这也是恩上加恩。
This is also grace upon grace.
我们弟兄姐妹有这样的经验吗？
Do you have this type of experience in your personal lives?
你最先信耶稣的时候，神救了你。今天你所遇见的困难，神还是拯救你。而且将来你可能会面临到的困难，神还是要拯救你。这是恩上加恩。
When you first believe in Jesus, God saved you by His grace. Today, as you encounter your problems every day, God can still save you by His grace. And even in the future, His grace is still good. This is what it means to have grace upon grace.
神不但是拯救一个人，当那一个人得救以后，神的心意要拯救他，也拯救他全家的人，这也是恩上加恩。
God not only is interested in saving one person, but He's also interested in saving the entire family through that person. This is also grace upon grace.
诗篇一百零三篇告诉我们，神不但是赦免我们一切的罪，他也医治我们一切的病。这也是恩上加恩。
Psalm 103 also said, God not only rescue us or save us from our sins, but He is also interested in healing our hurts and healing our wounds.
神不但是给我们权柄做神的儿女，当我们信了耶稣以后，神还让我们有机会在他的圣工上有份，能够服侍他。我觉得这更是恩上加恩。
God not only is interested in adopting us as His sons and daughters, but He also gives each one of His children.To have a share in His work, in serving Him. This is also grace upon grace.
十一月这个月份是一个感恩的月份，因为在十一月有一个感恩节。
November, in the month of November, we celebrate a very big holiday, and that's the Thanksgiving holiday.
感恩节到底是哪一天？
What day is the Thanksgiving day?
今年十一月二十七号。是感恩节。
This year, November 27th is Thanksgiving.
去年十一月二十二号是感恩节。
Last year, November 22nd was Thanksgiving.
前年十一月二十三号是感恩节。
And the year before that, it was November 23rd.
大前年十一月二十四号是感恩节。到底感恩节是哪一
天？ The year before that was November 24th. Just exactly which day is Thanksgiving?
感恩节是每一年第四个。礼拜四。
Thanksgiving is the fourth Thursday in November of every year.
在感恩节以后的那个礼拜天，我们教堂里面称它为感恩节的主日。
The Sunday following the fourth Thursday in November, we call that the Thanksgiving Sunday.
我们在感恩节主日的那一天，将要有敬礼，也有这个爱宴，一同。庆祝感谢神的恩典。
On that particular Sunday this year, we will have a baptismal service and also a love feast after the worship service.
当感恩节一天一天靠近的时候，我盼望我们常常数算神的恩典，恩上加恩。
I hope as we approach the Thanksgiving holiday, we'll keep thinking about the things that we need to thank God for, the blessings that He has given us, to remember His grace upon grace.
在圣经里面记载很多向神感恩的人。
The Bible records many people who give thanks to God.
今天我们要选两位来看。
This morning we want to look at two of them.
一位是在旧约圣经里面的雅各，一位是在新约圣经里面的保罗。
The first one is Jacob of the Old Testament. The second one is Apostle Paul of the New Testament.
在创世纪里面所记载的那个雅各是一个非常诡诈的，欺骗爸爸、欺骗哥哥的人。
The Jacob described in the Old Testament in the book of Genesis is a person who is very...is a schemer, is a deceiver, and he plots trickery just to gain his own things.
他的哥哥是一个身体很强壮的人，他常常打猎。这个哥哥已经说了，他要向弟弟报仇。
The younger Jacob has cheated his older brother Esau, and Esau was a hunter, and Esau was determined to get Jacob.
所以雅各他在家里住不下去。他一个人离开家逃亡。
So、because of fear of his for his life, Jacob left home.
他往外面跑的时候，经过一条河，约旦河。 他过那条河的时候真是凄凉，什么都没有，只有一根手杖。
As he ran away from home, he came upon the Jordan River, and as he was crossing the Jordan River, he had nothing. All he had was the staff in his hand.
那个时候他多么孤单，多么凄凉，他一个人在旷野里面睡觉。
He was very empty. He was very lonely.
真没想到，当父母亲爱的人都不在他身边的时候，那天晚上，天上的神在梦中向雅各显现。
That night when he was sleeping by the Jordan River, when his parents, all his family members were not with him, that the Lord came to him in his dream.
雅各他就向神祷告。
And Jacob prayed to the Lord.
他说神啊，假如你跟我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，给我吃给我穿，让我平平安安的有一天再能够回家去，我就要相信你。
And in his prayer, Jacob made a deal with God. He says, God, if you will be with me, will keep me on this journey, and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear, and then if I return to my father's house in safety, then you will be my God.
他以前在家里有父亲有母亲，他从来没有想到神的同在那么宝贵，他现在开始觉得。
When he was at home with his parents, his family member, he never thought of God's presence. He never thought much of God's presence.
他生长在一个很富有的家庭里面，他从来没有觉得他的安全有些什么危险。现在他开始知道，哎呀，神的保佑，神在暗中的保佑是多么宝贵。
He grew up in a very nice home, a relatively wealthy home. He never thought about God's protection. He never feared for his safety until now.
他以前从来没有忧愁过吃什么穿什么，他现在发现这些事情都是问题了。
He never had to worry about what to eat or what to wear. Now he knows that even those things are problems to him.
他向神祷告，神啊，若是你祝福我，我就相信你。
He says, basically, in his prayer, he says, God, if you will bless me, I'll believe in you.
雅各实在是一个诡诈的人。
Jacob was a schemer.
神欠他什么？
God did not owe him anything.
他在那个时候还要跟神讲条件，你祝福我，我才相信你。
And even at this time, he still was making a deal with God. God owed him nothing.
神并没有跟雅各计较这些，神还是赐福给他。
But God did not argue with Jacob. He did not teach Jacob a lesson. Instead, God blessed him.
雅各在外面寄居的那个日子很快的就过去了。
And the time that Jacob spent away from home quickly passed.
经过了二十多年，
after,
他现在已经成家立业。
After 20-some years, he already had a family and his own business.
他也有妻子，他也有儿女，他也有很多的仆人，有牛羊骆驼驴，他的财产很多了。
Actually, he had become a rather wealthy person. He had, I guess, more than one wife, I guess.
Right.
Wives and children, sheep and oxen.
他现在开始回家了。
And he started his way home. He had a big caravan. He was going home.
当他回家的时候，他又走到约旦河的边上。
As he was going home, he once again came upon the Jordan River.
很容易就帮助他想起来二十年以前他过这个约旦河的情形，和今天他又来到同一个地方，前后有什么不同呢？
All of a sudden, he came upon this river, and it occurred to him the difference of his circumstances when he came upon Jordan River the first time and now on his way back home.
圣经记载这个地方的时候非常有意思，我们大家打开来一同看。创世纪第三十二章。
The description of this particular event was very meaningful. Let's turn to Genesis 32.
创世纪第三十二章第十节。
Genesis chapter 32 verse 10.
这里记载了一个很动人的一个感恩的祷告。
In this verse, we read a thanksgiving prayer.
雅各怎么向神祷告呢？
Jacob prayed to the Lord saying,
创世纪三十二章第十节，你向仆人所施的一切慈爱和诚实，我一点儿啊都不配得。我先前只拿着我的杖过这约旦河，如今我却成了两对了。
Jacob praying in verse 10, I am unworthy of all the loving kindness and of all the faithfulness which thou hast shown to thy servant. For with my staff only I crossed this Jordan, and now I have become two companies.
雅各在这里提到神的慈爱，神的诚实。
In verse 10, he mentions, he gives thanks for God's loving kindness and also for God's faithfulness.
神啊, 你用你的慈爱对待我的诡诈。
He gives thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness, that God gave him loving kindness, even when he was a schemer and he was an evildoer.
神啊, 你用你的诚实来回报我的虚谎啊。
And God repay him faithfulness in return for his deceit.
先前二十年以前，我离开家的时候，我只有一根手杖。可是现在，你丰富的恩典已经使我有两队的人马，都是我的财产，都是我的家人。And
he said that 20-some years ago, I came upon this river, I only had my staff in my hand, and now I have become two companies or two large groups of people and animals. Those all are his possessions.
神这样的恩待我，恩上加恩的待我，雅各他向神说，我真是感觉到不配。So
Jacob really experienced this grace upon grace, and he felt very undeserving.
大家还记不记得20年以前的你是什么样子？
I wonder if you remember how you were 20 years ago.
大家想一想，20年以前和现在的我。
Just compare yourself now to the you of 20 years ago.
我们中间会不会有很多人跟雅各一样, 20年以前跟今天大不相同。
I wonder how many of you had the same experience as Jacob 20 years ago and now, the difference, the big difference.
20年以前,我们来到一个人地生疏的地方。
20 years ago, you came upon a milestone in your life.
我们来到一个 totally strange place.
Many of us came to a totally strange place.
我们像雅各一样向神祷告，神啊， 求你保佑我， 求你给我吃的， 给我用的， 将来有一天我还盼望回到我的家乡去。
We pray and we ask the Lord to provide food for us to eat and clothes for us to wear, and we ask him one day to bring us back to our homeland.
20年以后的今天，很多人已经成家立业了，儿女成群了，你已经有了不动产了，你已经有很多的银行存款。
20 years later, many of us have established our family, our own business, our own profession. We have kids, we owned real estate, we have big bank accounts.
感恩节又快来到。Thanksgiving
is coming again.
你会不会也是从你的心里向神做这一个祷告？神啊， 你的慈爱和诚实啊， 我一点都不配。I
don't know if you can pray like Jacob, saying, God, I'm unworthy of the loving kindness and the faithfulness that you have shown me.
记得我在中学念书的时候， 我是住在学校的宿舍里面。
I remember when I was in high school, I was living in the dormitory at school.
因为那是一个教会的学校，所以学校里面常常有聚会。
Because it was a Christian high school, so we had meetings very often.
有一天晚上聚会的时候，有一个外国的宣教士 Mr. Roman， 他来向我们讲道。
One evening at one of the chapel meetings, a Western American missionary, Mr. Romans, came to speak to us.
那天晚上他讲到信心。That
night he talked about faith.
神要求我们对他有信心。God
wants us to have faith in him.
刚才, John Cheer 所提到的那一节圣经，提到要有信心，你向神祷告，你信就得到。For
example, the verse that John Cheer shared with us a few moments ago, that pray in everything, and if you believe, you will receive.
他讲到的时候啊，他的手啊，捏成一个拳头，他对我们讲。
So the speaker that night at that chapel meeting tightened his fist and said that in my fist I have something I want to give to you. And then everybody looked at his face. He had a big smile, a big grin on his face, and no one really knew whether to take him serious or not.
他说有一个礼物在拳头里。
He said, I have a present in my palm for you.
谁晓得有没有啊？
Who can tell if he really had something in there?
他说谁要我就给谁。
He says, whoever wants it, I'll give to him.
大家都很想要要，可是不好意思。
And everyone really wants it, but no one really wants to say yes.
你想想看，假如你在这么多人的面前说我要，结果他一打开来是个空的时候，你看这个台湾话叫西葵呀，是不是？很不好意思。
For example, you know, in front of so many people, if he said, "Do you want it?" If you get up and say, "Yeah, I want it," and turned out he had nothing in his hand, I mean, how embarrassing it'll be.
我坐在前面那一排。
I was sitting in the front row.
不晓得哪里来的勇气。我说我要。
I don't know where I got the courage, and I said, "Okay, I want it."
他叫我站起来走到台上。
So he asked me to come up to the podium.
他的手一伸开来呀、啊，掉在我手里的果然有东西呀、啊，不是空的手，是什么东西呢？是十块钱。
And he opened his hand.And dropped in front of me was $10.
我吓了一跳。
I was in shock.
大家都拍手，哦，好。
And everybody clapped their hands.
我想那个时候很多人在羡慕我，哎，早知道我先要就好了。
And I'm sure at that time many people were very jealous of me. They wished that they had said yes.
可是散会以后，我去找 Mr. Roman.
After the meeting, I went up to talk to Mr. Roman.
哎呀。我说假如你是送一个礼物啊我就是很欢喜接受可是我们中国人怎么能够向美国人要钱呢这个钱我不能接受
I told him I said if you had a real gift a present for me then I could accept it but money you know it's especially us Chinese it's embarrassing for me to take money from you
可是他说不行因为你说你要的你一定得要
He said no you say you want it so that's yours
所以我只能接受
So I accepted it
那天晚上我就想一想
That night I thought about it
今天是礼拜五明天是礼拜六
I said, today is Friday, tomorrow is Saturday.
哎呀，我突然明白过来，我明天回家车钱还没有，这是神给我预备的礼物。
And it occurred to me that the next day, Saturday, I was going home, and I still didn't have the money for the bus fare. And this was God's provision for me.
那个时候我家庭很贫困。
At that time, my family was very poor.
学费常常交不出来。
A lot of times, I couldn't even pay my own tuition.
有一次我母亲带我到学校去问了可不可以分期付款学校说我们没有分期付款
I remember one time my mother went to the school and asked them if it's okay to pay in installments and they said no there's no such thing
怎么办
So what do we do
可是做基督徒有一个好处 But, 你没有办法的时候你可以祷告神有办法
There's a good thing about being a Christian and that is that when you're in trouble when you need certain things that you can pray you can ask your heavenly father for things
神怎么帮助呢神感动想不到的人帮助
And how does God work? God moved the people who very unexpectedly to help.
我特别相信这件事情神不一定感动你的好朋友帮助神感动那个想不到的人帮助让你更多的知道是神的恩典
I believe when God helps you He not only moves the people who are close to your friends but He also will move people that you just completely surprised to you to help you
假如是你的好朋友帮助你你不大会感谢神你就感谢你的好朋友
Because I believe if it's your good friends who helps you, then you will give thanks to your good friends because they're your good friends.
圣经里面记载，当那些年有饥荒的时候，神吩咐他的仆人先知以利亚说：“你到那个基利西的河边呢、啊，住在那儿。”
When a big famine came, God spoke to his prophet Elijah, saying that to go away by the side of this river and wait there for me.
我一个人藏在那里，住在那里，我怎么生活呢？神说：“你放心。”我已经吩咐乌鸦早晚给你送食物来。
And so by the side of this river, Elijah lived, and there was during a time of famine. But God used ravens to bring food to prophet Elijah day after day.
好奇妙，神差遣乌鸦。
Very interestingly, God used even ravens.
神没有差遣人。
God did not use any people to bring food to prophet Elijah.
而且神差遣的乌鸦在圣经里面是多数神不是单单训练一只乌鸦神差遣不同的乌鸦有的早晨来有的晚上来有的今天来有的下个礼拜来
Also in the scripture in 1 Kings it not only said raven but it's ravens it's plural there were many ravens some came in the morning some came in the afternoon
假如神当年是差遣一个人来帮助而且是固定的一个人来帮助伊利亚他就很感谢那个人他不大会感谢神
I believe that if God will use a people or will use certain one to come at a regular time to bring food to Elijah, Elijah will probably put his faith in those people because he expect by certain time certain person will come to feed him. But by using unpredictable things to help Elijah. Elijah can only give thanks to God because he knew it was God.
大家想想看, 若是神差遣一个人去, 哎呀, 那个人一出现, 以利亚一定对他很热情的, 对他很感谢的, 一直跟他握手的, 希望他早上走了以后, 晚上一定要再来哦。
Because if God would send a person to bring food to Elijah, can you imagine when he shows up in the morning, Elijah will go over there, shake his hand, and welcome him, and then make the person feel so good that he'll come back again in the evening to give him more food. God did not send any people. Instead, he used ravens. He not only sent a bird, but he sent a very ugly-looking bird.
当乌鸦来把食物丢下来的时候，伊利亚， 哎，晚上来不来呀？不要忘记哦。
So God used ravens. When the ravens came in the morning, dropped food in front of him. He can't look up to the ravens. Hey, don't forget to come back tonight, huh?
他没有办法有把握，他依靠神。
Elijah couldn't do anything. He had no control of the circumstances.
伊利亚，他所相信的是神。
The person that Elijah had to believe in was God himself and no one else.
神操练伊利亚对神的信心。
God tested and trained the faith of Elijah in him.
伊利亚的神也是我们的神。
The God of Elijah is also the God that we believe in.
假如我们今天物质的环境很丰富, 感谢神。 假如我们物质的环境不十分丰富, 也要感谢神。
If you're well off today, if you're well off materially, give thanks to God for what you have. And if you're not, still give thanks. Because during times like this, God can test and can train our faith in Him. We have no time to talk about Apostle Paul this morning. If the Lord willing, next time when I speak again, I will talk about Apostle Paul's. You will notice that the things that Apostle Paul and the things that Elijah give thanks for are very different.
雅各多感谢神物质方面的恩惠, 保罗多感谢神在属灵方面的恩惠。
Also, difference between Apostle Paul and Jacob. Jacob gave thanks for material things, material blessings. Apostle Paul gave thanks for spiritual things.
我们礼拜堂方安宁弟兄一家人最近蒙了神特别的恩惠。Recently,
Stuart Fong's family has been especially blessed.
他们家里只有三个人,年轻的夫妇还有一个一岁多的小孩子。
There are only three of them in their family.
有一天方弟兄他时间已经到了,他要离开家去上班了。One
day it was time for Stuart to leave home and go to work.
可是啊,他上班的时候啊,要带的那个名牌也找不到,不晓得这个小孩子玩了,玩到哪里去。But
the badge that he needs to go to work with, he couldn't find it. Maybe the little baby have taken it or play with it.
你说心里急不急? 要上班了不能去啊。
Can you imagine how anxious he was? It's time for him to go to work.
到处找。
Time for him to go to work, but he couldn't find the badge, which is the pass he needs to get inside to work.
就在他早一肚子气的时候啊, 嘿,他太太说, 哎呀,怎么搞得我肚子痛起来了?
And just
他的太太要生孩子。
Just as he was looking for his badge and getting very anxious and getting very mad, his wife, Louise, came to him and said that, my stomach's hurting.
这个路易斯怀孕大家都知道,很多人为她祷告,她的预产期是12月,怎么会现在肚子痛呢?
And if those of you who know Louise, you know that she's supposed to have her second baby in December. Why is it that she's having stomach ache?
Now, 上个礼拜天她还在唱诗班献诗。
Last Sunday, you remember she was still singing in the choir.
真是奇妙。
Very interesting, very amazing.
就是因为那个小孩子玩那个名牌。 就是因为找不到他,他迟一点上班,所以来得及把太太送到医院去生小孩。
It was exactly because the first baby, Isaac, had played with Stuart's badge and has misplaced it someplace in the house that Stuart couldn't go to work on time and he had to stay after to look for his badge. And that he needed to, that was the time that when the second baby would be delivered.
想想看,家里只有三个人,假如丈夫出去上班了, 妈妈要生小孩,还有一个一岁多的孩子,怎么办呢? 这是神的安排。
I believe this is God's arrangement. Can you imagine if Stuart would have left on his regular time for work, and then with Louise and little one-year-old Isaac left? What would happen if she needed to go to hospital? A person, a family that believes in God, God will take care of them, even when you don't realize.
过去的这个礼拜四早晨三点还是四点, 路易斯生了一个小男孩, 这个小男孩生下来大得不得了,8磅。
This past Thursday morning, 3 a.m. in the morning, Stuart and Louise had their second boy, a big one, over 8 pounds.
感谢主,他提前生下来,
and we thank God that it was slightly premature, because if it would have came on time as estimated, probably would have been would have given Louise more trouble.
很多我们不知道的事情,
a lot of things we don't know, a lot of things we don't even realize, but in secret, God is working and God is taking care of us.
我盼望这几天, 当我们迎接感恩节快来到的时候, 我们多一点想到神的恩典。
I hope when we approach the Thanksgiving season that we have a more thankful attitude toward God.
可能有很多恩典你是知道的, 还有很多是不知道的。
There are many blessings I'm sure you know, but I also believe there are many blessings that God is giving you that you don't even realize.
有些时候我们心里很烦躁, 为什么这样? 你看这个名牌都找不到,我上班怎么办? 就在你很烦恼的时候, 就在你很不满意的时候, 还是有神的恩典在暗中。
Sometimes we get very frustrated, we get very angry because our circumstances, like Stuart, he can't find his badge. But in the frustration and in your anger, look behind the scene, there's a blessing being bestowed on you.
低头祷告,
let's pray.
天父赦免我们很多时候忘记了你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, forgive us for the times that we've forgotten to give thanks to you.
哦神啊救我们,让我们不要做忘恩负义的人。
Father God, we ask you to forgive us and help us not to be a person who is ungrateful.
我们为我们所蒙受物质的福气感谢你。
We give you thanks for the material blessings that you have given us.
我们更是为我们所蒙受属灵的福气感谢你。
And even more, we give thanks for the spiritual blessings that you have bestowed on us.
因为物质的福气是暂时的,属灵的福气是永远。
Because material blessing only lasts for a short while, but spiritual blessing will go on forever.
让我们不要像那些一般的世人,只能够知道物质的福气,忘记了灵性。
Lord, help us not to become like the non-Christians who only can focus on physical blessings, material blessings.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
看福音第一章。
Gospel, John, chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章第十四节。
Chapter 1, verse 14.
道成了肉身住在我们中间,充充满满的有恩典,有真理。我们也见过他的荣光,真是父独生子的荣光。 约翰为他做见证,喊着说,这就是我曾说,那在我以后来的,反成了在我以前的。因他本来在我以前,从他丰满的恩典里,我们都领受了,而且恩上加恩。律法本是借着摩西传的,恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。 从来没有人看见神,只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。And
the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me. For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth was realized through Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him.
在这几节圣经里面,好几次提到恩典这个字。
Grace was mentioned in many times throughout these few verses.
我们今天在感恩节的主日,特别注意这个第十六节。
On this Thanksgiving Sunday, we pay a special attention to verse 16.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace.
当你念这节圣经的时候，心里有没有共鸣？
Do you resonate with these few verses?
这里讲到神有恩典，而且是恩上加恩的恩典。
It speaks of grace from God, not only grace, but grace upon grace.
今天有十位弟兄姐妹受浸。
A few brothers and sisters received baptism today.
大家都为他们欢喜，他们自己也很欢喜。
We all rejoice with them, and they all have joy in their hearts.
我们特别高兴，今天受洗中间有三位是美国的弟兄。
Of the 10, 3 are our Western brothers.
他们都很高啊，你们有看见？
They are of a higher stature than us, taller than us.
我记得以前在为 Calvin 张 Perry 张、Arthur 张 Perry Wong、他们几个人施洗的时候，我就有点好像够不着他们的头顶的样子。
When Calvin 张 and Arthur 张 and PerryPerry Wong received baptism. They are all taller than I.
我记得 Perry 在受洗的时候特别体恤这个矮的牧师，他蹲下来。
Perry stooped to accommodate the shortness of Pastor Chen.
到现在我还记得 Perry 实在是位好弟兄，体恤人的弟兄。
To this very day, I remember Perry as being accommodating.
前两天有人警告我说，今天这三个人特别高啊，不晓得你弄不弄得动啊？说不定将来不是你给他们施洗，是他们把你施洗。
Someone has given me warning that you may not be able to handle these three tall men. Maybe it's not that you would be giving them baptism. Maybe it would be reversed.
在感恩节的今天，有很多人都在感恩。
On this, these Thanksgiving days, many people give thanks.
前两天我听见有一个人说，感谢神，我去年感恩节受洗，现在已经一年。
A brother told me that he gave thanksgiving for his being baptized last year, and now it has been a year.
在过去的这一年当中，我们蒙受了神很多方面的恩典。
We have received many graces throughout this past year.
有些人有很重的病，神医治了我们。
Some of us have heavy, very serious illnesses, and God healed us.
有些时候我们有很迫切的需要，神供给了我们。
And sometimes we have very urgent needs, and God has provided.
我在感恩节的时候特别喜欢穿这一套的西装。
On Thanksgiving, I especially like to wear this particular suit.
我太太跟我讲了好几次，这一套不能再穿了，已经破得不得了，都发亮了。
My wife told me that you cannot wear this any longer because it's going rags.
可是我还是喜欢。
But still, I love this particular suit.
因为这是我结婚的那天穿的。
That's because I wore this on my day of marriage to my wife.
再过一个多月，我就是十年。这件衣服穿了十年。
One more month, it will be the 10th anniversary.
你们看看了，我这个身段保持的还不错
啊。I have kept my waistline throughout these years.
以前我听见有一个人说，你要当心一点的，到了中年以后会有一个 spare tire 在这儿。感谢主，现在还没有。
People have warned me that when I have reached middle ages, then I would have a bulge in the middle region.
我上一次证道的时候跟大家讲到雅各向神感恩的事情。
Last Sunday we spoke of the thanksgiving of Jacob.
他在家里待不住了，因为做了坏事，所以他离家逃亡。
He has done some evil, so he had to run away from home.
他在最孤单最困难的时候向神祷告。
When he was most lonely and most in need, he prayed to God.
神不但是答应他的祷告，圣经上说神超过我们所求所想的答应。
God not only answered his prayers, but he was abounding in grace.
那一天雅各在旷野向神祷告的时候, 他只敢求一些最起码的需要。 神啊, 求你保佑我, 啊, 求你与我同在, 求你让我吃得饱, 穿得暖, 我就感恩不尽。
When Jacob prayed, he only asked for the most basic needs. He only asked to be warm and to be fed.
没有想到过了20年以后, 神赐福他不但是, 他吃得饱, 穿得暖, 而且他结婚了, 他成家了, 他有很多的儿女, 也有很多的产业。
20 years later, little did he know that not only did God provide him with food and clothing, but he also established a family and established two companies.
有些时候我想到20年以前, 我真是感谢主, 我没有想到, 神今天有这么丰富的恩典。
Little did I know that from 20 years ago, God's grace is so abounding.
今天我要跟大家思想圣经中另外一个人, 也是一个向神感恩的人。
We would explore another personality who also gave thanks to God.
请看哥林多前书第15章,
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第15章第9节,
chapter 15 verse 9, 1 Corinthians.
这是保罗, 使徒保罗, 他在神面前数算恩典。
This is the counting of the blessing by Apostle Paul.
他跟那个浪子一样, 他跟雅各一样, 数算神恩典的时候感觉到自己不配。
Just like Jacob and the prodigal son, Paul was saying that he was unworthy.
第九节,
verse 9.
我原是使徒中最小的, 不配称为使徒, 因为我从前逼迫神的教会, 然而我近日成了何等人, 是蒙神的恩才成的。
For I am the least of the apostles, who am not fit to be called an apostle, but because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me did not prove vain. But I labored even more than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God with me.
保罗在这个地方他也承认自己从前曾经逼迫神的教会。
He submitted that he had persecuted the church of God.
若是保罗活在今天,你我在座的人都是被他迫害的对象。
If Paul lived until this very day, we all be the subjects of his persecution.
他把很多的基督徒捆起来,关在监牢里。
He kept in bars many Christians, behind bars.
他用鞭子打他们,勉强他们说亵渎神的话。
He whipped them and forced them to blasphemize.
不但是对男人这样,对妇女也是这样。Not
only to men, but also to women.
甚至还有一些人被他杀死了。Many
were killed by him.
可是有一天保罗悔改过来的时候,神完全都饶恕。But
when Paul one day repented, God forgave all.
他觉得不配,
he considered himself unworthy.
神不但让他成为一个基督徒, 后来让他成为一个传福音的人, 成为一个天国的大使, 他觉得不配。
Not only did he became a Christian, he was a great messenger for God.
这个不配的感觉是非常非常宝贵的。
Now, he still considered himself unworthy, and this consideration of being unworthy is a rather precious thing.
你会不会感觉到神恩待你,你觉得不配?
Do you sometimes feel that God has abundant grace upon you and you still consider yourself being unworthy?
假如你觉得配,那就不是恩典,对不对?
If you think that you are worthy, then this grace is not grace.
过感恩节需要有一个谦卑的心,需要有一个感觉到不配的心。
We have to have a humble and heart and consider ourselves unworthy during these Thanksgiving days. No one that considers himself worthy can pass through Thanksgiving with meaning. God gives us many graces in many ways.
物质方面的恩典我们要感恩, 属灵方面的恩典更要感恩。
Not only material abundances that God gave us, but also the spiritual graces that God gave us, we have to thank evermore.
刚才受洗的诸位，我事前都跟他们个别谈话。
I've spoken to the various the few people that are just baptized.
有好几位对我说，他们在没有信主以前，内心感觉到很空虚，很苦闷。
Many told me that before they became Christians, they felt very empty within.
还有人对我说，他们为什么会信耶稣的呢？因为他们看见有基督徒。很奇怪，这些基督徒跟别的人好像不一样。
The reason that they have become Christians is that they saw that the Christians were a little different.
而这些基督徒呢，他们之间都有共同点，他们常常是比较喜乐的人。
They have among the Christians something in common that they are always joyous.
有一个人就说，我看见那些基督徒，我羡慕他们，有些时候偷偷的嫉妒他们。
Sometimes I am envious of them.
Admire them first.
Admire them.
Then envious them. 因为基督徒有这样的一些属灵方面的恩典，令一个非基督徒看了就羡慕。
Because Christians have this spiritual graces, non-Christians admire them.
这个属灵的福气不是金钱可以买得到的。
It's not the spiritual blessings are not something that could be purchased with money.
为什么基督徒一般说起来比非基督徒要喜乐一点？那个原因在哪里？
What's the reason behind Christians being more joyous than non-Christians?
让我讲一件事给各位听。
I would illustrate with a little story.
我认识一个人，他是个美国人。
I know of an American.
他说他小的时候很调皮。
When he was small, he was very naughty.
我相信这个话，因为他现在也很调皮，他以前更调皮。
I believe this because he's still very naughty, but he was much more so before.
他小的时候，他常常在他家附近的一个小树林里面玩。
When he was small, he played in the little forest, adjoining his home.
他玩各种的游戏。
He played all kinds of games.
有一天，他突然想起来，为什么大人可以抽烟，小孩不可以抽
？One day he thought that why is it that only adults could smoke and why not I？
嘿，我也要抽。
I also like to smoke。
没人看见。
Nobody is witnessing。
他捡起来一块小木头，把它弄一弄，弄一个洞，做成一个烟斗。他拿一点枯树叶子在那里点洋火就抽。
He dug a little hole in a branch and put some leaves inside and smoked the leaves。
其实那个味道并不好，可是他觉得很喜乐。
Although the smoke didn't smell very good, but he had fun doing this.
正在快乐的时候，想不到突然有一个人在后面跟他讲话。
When he was rejoicing over this new adventure, somebody came from behind.
他回过头来一看，原来是他弟弟。
And it was his brother.
哎呀，他跟弟弟说：“哎呀，味道好得很呐，你也来一口吧。”
Hey, give it a try. It tastes good.
他知道啊，弟弟看见了，假如他们两个人都抽啊，他比较安全一点。
Now he felt more secure if both he and his brother would smoke.
可是他弟弟说，爸爸说过了，不能抽，我不要抽。
His brother refused because he remembered his father's admonishings and he didn't want to smoke.
那天晚上两个人回家去吃饭的时候，这个哥哥就提心吊胆。
When they both had dinner, this older brother was reminding the younger one.
他已经把他的那个小烟斗在树林里面藏得很好，没有人会找到。可是他就是怕他弟弟告诉爸爸。
He has hidden this pipe, but then he was also afraid that his younger brother would tell his father.
在吃饭的时候，饭桌上的谈话好像他心里越来越平静下来，好像没有什么事。
Now, during the course of dinner, it seems like everything has settled.
可是吃完饭以后啊，他弟弟跟他讲了，我要跟你讲讲话。
But after dinner, this younger brother came up to him and told him that he wanted to speak to him.
他说今天晚上我有一个好朋友请我去参加一个 party， 时间已经来不及了，可不可以请你替我洗碗？
A friend has invited me to a party. Would you please wash the dishes for me?
他们家的规矩是哥哥洗一天，弟弟洗一天。
The rule of the house was that they would take turns to wash the dishes.
这个哥哥说啊，我昨天才洗过，今天应该你洗了，我不洗。
The older one said, I did it yesterday. Now it's your turn.
他说：“拜托了，替我洗一次没有关系。”
Please wash it once for me.
他说：“不要。”
And the older one said, no.
真的不要还是假的不要? 假如不要我就告诉爸爸。
If you really don't want to wash it for me, if you don't, then I would tell father that you smoke.
他就去洗碗, 没办法。
Then he had no choice, the older one had no choice but to wash the dishes.
到了第二天, 还是这个样子。
The second day, this repeated.
第三天, 还是这个样子。
And it lasted through the third day.
那一个礼拜, 每天晚上都是他洗碗。
And every day that week, the older brother had to wash the dishes.
他一肚子气, 可是他没办法。
He was very angry from within, but he had no choice.
有一天晚上, 吃完晚饭以后, 他又在洗碗, 弟弟已经出去玩了。
Now, one night, while he was still washing the dishes, his little brother was out to play already.
爸爸就到厨房里来跟他讲话。
His father then came to him.
爸爸说,我老早已经觉得有点奇怪了,为什么这个礼拜天天都是你洗碗,一点complain都没有?
His father said that I have detected some abnormality, because every day this week you have washed the dishes without complaint.
哎呀,这个哥哥。 他知道没有办法,他就完全承认他所做的错事情。
So this older brother admitted all to his father.
父亲对他说,你这件事情错了,你承不承认?
Now this, the father asked if he would admit the wrongs.
他说我承认。
And he said yes.
你出去把那个烟斗给我拿回来。
Give me, find me that pipe that you made.
交给了爸爸。
Give it to me.
他。 说我答应永远不再抽
And he promised his father never again to smoke.
爸爸摸摸他的头说好孩子,你认错了,以后再不这样做就好了,没有事。The
father told him that if he would never smoke again, then everything would be forgiven.
可是弟弟还不知道。But
this younger one still didn't know.
到了第二天吃完晚饭以后,弟弟又来威胁他的时候,你可以想想看那个哥哥的态度是怎么样。
Now, what do you think that the older one would say to the little, the younger one when this younger one come up to him and ask him to do the same thing, to wash dishes?
他一点都不怕,因为他所做的坏事情已经对付清楚。The
older one would have nothing to be afraid of because he has admitted all and has been forgiven.
神在创造人的时候给人每一个人都有一个良心在他里面。
God, when he made man, embedded a conscience in man.
世界上没有一个人不做错事,没有一个人不犯罪,可是那个良心有功效,他一直在人的心里面控告他自己,在他心里面制造一些的不平安。All
men sin, but this conscience is a constant reminder that when we do wrong, it prosecutes us, prosecutes our conscience.
这就是圣经里所说的,一个犯罪的人,他必定没有平安。
In the Bible it says that he who sinned will find no peace.
为什么基督徒会比较喜乐,比较平安呢? 因为他的罪已经得到了神的赦免。
Why is it that Christians are more joyous? That's because all their sins are forgiven.
大家觉得这是不是一个道理?
Now is this the truth?
还有一些人,他们为一些事情使得他们不能快乐。
Other things may people find no peace.
他们为将来要发生的事情,他们会忧虑担心。
They worry about things happening in the future.
我不是说基督徒不会为将来的事情忧虑担心。
I'm not saying that we don't have to look into the future as Christians.
我是说基督徒在这一件事情上比一个非基督徒要容易一点。
I think that Christians should find it easier than non-Christians.
基督徒想到将来要遇见的困难的时候,有些时候信心软弱会担心,可是他心里面总有一个依靠,他知道神在前面带领他。Although
sometimes we sway in our faith when we look into the future, but we can count on God providing us in the future.
这就是主耶稣所说的,不要为明天忧虑,今天的担子,今天担就够了。Jesus
said that not to worry about the future, the burden of the day is enough already.
你想想看,一个非基督徒,一个没有信仰的人,他今天有今天的重担,他又为昨天他所犯的错担忧,他又为明天将要遭遇到的事情忧虑,一个人三负担子,他怎么能够喜乐?
Non-Christians have three burdens. Burdens of guilt from the wrongdoings of the past, burden of the day, and the worries of the future.
所以我们基督徒, 千万不要单单想到物质方面的恩惠，想到灵性方面的恩惠，做一个感恩的人。
Christians pay attention not only to the material blessings, but the spiritual blessings and be a thankful person.
我有一个朋友，他们结婚生了一个小宝宝，要给这个小孩子起名字。
I have a friend who had a son and was going to name a name for the son.
他们姓彭。
The last name was Peng.
他们小夫妇两个人想啊，我们要感谢神的恩典，所以我们要给这个孩子起名叫做祖恩，彭祖恩 ，Lord's Grace.
The couple was thinking that they should give thanks to God, so in Chinese they name him 祖恩 which is giving praise to God.
可是我不晓得是祖父母还是外公外婆就不赞成这个名字。
The grandfathers did not agree with this particular name.
他们说要改一个字，把那个主，主耶稣的主啊，改成祖宗的祖，声音还是一样的啊，祖恩，祖宗的恩典。
They wanted to change this 主, which in English is Lord, to 祖. Although it's pronounced the same in Chinese, it meant ancestral.
Very good interpreter. 一般的人常常会想念祖宗的恩典，可是忘记了主耶稣的恩典。
Many people remember the ancestral graces and have forgotten the grace from God.
在圣经里面记载，有一次，耶稣医好了十个长大麻风的病人。
In the Bible, Jesus healed 10 leprous men.
这十个人都得到了医治，只有一个回来感谢耶稣。
10 were healed, but only one returned and gave thanksgiving.
耶稣就说了一句话，记载在圣经里面。
Jesus spoke, which is recorded in the Bible.
路加福音第十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
在那里怎么说呢？主耶稣说，得到医治的不是十个人吗？另外那九个到哪里去了呢？
And Jesus said, were there not 10 cleansed?But the nine, where are they? Verse 17.
我们用这些圣经勉励我们弟兄姐妹，彼此勉励。我们不要做那个九个忘恩的人，我们要做那一个回到耶稣面前感恩的人。
We should not be the nine that did not give thanksgiving. We should be the one that gave thanksgiving.
我知道有一个人，他在幼稚园里面工作的。
I know of a person who works in the kindergarten.
幼稚园里的小朋友怎么样庆祝这个感恩节？你们知道吗
？How do little children pass Thanksgiving？
他们庆祝感恩节就是举行一个红帆的晚会，啊，红帆。
They celebrate Thanksgiving by having a Indian kind of a festivity。
完全没有讲到耶稣基督。
Never would they mention the word Lord。
上个礼拜我在纽约的中国城。
When I was in the Chinatown of New York last week,
好多人在那里买东西。
Many people were purchasing various things.
我看见一个纸条子在一个商店的墙上写着。
I noticed a particular advertising.
说火鸡节快到了，赶快买火鸡。
The season of the turkey has arrived. Go buy turkeys.
啊？所幸有些人根本不叫做感恩节，就叫做火鸡节了。
Many call Thanksgiving, but rather the season of the turkey.
我盼望弟兄姐妹，我们在过感恩节的时候，不要做那个忘恩的人，要做一个感恩的人。
Brothers and sisters, don't be the one that did not give Thanksgiving, but be the one that gave thanks.
在我手里面有刚才受洗的十位弟兄姐妹他们所写的感恩的见证。
I have in my hands.The Thanksgiving testimonies from the 10 that were baptized.
以后我们在主日的时候要安排时间，请他们每一个人做见证，有一个感谢神的心。
Now on the following Sundays, we will ask these people to give testimony for their Thanksgiving.
我也盼我们今天中午吃饭的时候，能够多有一个感恩的心。
And when we have our meals today, we would have more Thanksgiving.
神祝福你们。
May God bless you.